Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Isaac S. from Campbell.
Well, no, my name is Isaac. I'm an alcoholic. And I live in Tijuana, so bear with me with the accent, you know. You know, I was born in a Christian family. My father, he was a pastor all his life on the Methodist church, you know, so I grew up playing the piano for my church, you know, and being a leader for the young fellows and all that stuff, you know. Somewhere when I was 17, I got my first beer, you know, and a couple joints, you know. I really got wasted, you know, I lost consciousness, you know, and the thing is, I got busted, you know, because when I went back to my house, I was looking my eyes on the mirror in the restroom, and my mom, she was checking on me, and she saw me, I was doing something wrong, you know, you know, my father, he was a very disciplined man, but at that time, he didn't tell me anything, you know, he just told me, you know what, be careful what you do, you know, that was it, you know. I got married, I got my oldest daughter when I was 25, and somewhere there I started using drugs, you know. I got a huge there was a problem in my church, you know, and so I stopped going to church, but I was leading a double life, you know, going to church on Sundays, playing the piano, and on the weekends, on Friday night, getting ways, you know, and it came to a point when I stopped going to church. My disease came to a full explosion. I was dealing with drugs and smuggling drugs through the border, you know, through the border. And I remember when I got busted back in 2002, I was weighing 140 pounds, you know. I was really skinny, you know. And I think now I really believe that because I got busted, my life was safe. Otherwise, I would be dead right now. And I remember when I wasn't doing time, I got a 5-year sentence. And I remember one of the business was my mom, my wife, and my daughter, you know. And I made this promise from my heart, and I really meant it, you know, that never again I'm going to use drugs or alcohol. Never again. It was a promise I meant it from my heart. 4 years later, when I got released and went back to Tijuana, before 30 days, I was using drugs again. I didn't even notice, you know. It just happened, you know. You know, I got to my house and I went to my garage and I found this toolbox and I opened it. There were some bullets and a recipe to cook crystal, and it was on a scale in a bag, you know. And I weighed it. It was like a 26 grams, something like that, you know. Something that had told me, flash it, and somebody said, you know what, hold to it, you know. Somebody's gonna. So I just went to my friends and started giving balloons away, and I got high, you know. Bottom line, I start robbing cars or robbing people, and I got beaten, you know. I say I cannot live like this any longer, you know. So I came to the border, surrendered myself to the U.S. Customs, got busted, and the judge, he was kind enough to send me to rehab, you know. So I went to Freedom Ranch. The deal was to go only for 90 days, you know. That was my deal with the court. And this guy's name is Doug Taylor. He convinced me that if after this I went to Pathfinders, I would have a better chance to stay sober, a better chance, you know. So basically, what I started for 90 days, I ended up doing it 30 months and a half, you know. And for me, what made the huge difference was when I was working with my sponsor at Pathfinders, Mike Hall, and we were doing the second step, you know, and he says, you know what, this program is about God, and finding God, you understand it, you can work with him, you know. So he told me, who's your higher power, you know, who's God for you? Well, you know, it's our Father God. No, wait, nothing, it's not that God your parents touch you, you know. Who is God for you, you know? And I didn't know. I didn't have an answer, who's God for me, you know. So he told me, you know what, give me 3 qualities you would like God to have for you, you know, and always thinking how to get benefit or, you know, being advanced. I say, well, I got the provide, okay, provider. I got the forgive, okay, forgiver, excuse me, and I got the love, you know. Okay, I got the love me. So I say, we want to work with these three qualities for you, higher power, you know. I didn't know that time, but what I know now, today what I know is after I did my fourth and fifth, I became a mirror, or a recipient of that God, you know, and today I am a reflection of that higher power in my life, you know. In my recovery, I have had really hard times, you know, when I was staying at Pathfinders. My daughter, she left the house. She got busted with a boyfriend. She ended doing some federal time, you know. And thanks to this higher power, I was able to forgive that kid that put my daughter in danger, you know. You know, thanks to that higher power, today I'm able to go every day, you know, cross the border, you know, and come here to the States and do my work and come back, go back to my house, Tijuana, and be a provider. And, you know, this is what the program has done for me, you know. Now I know that I can have a good life today, you know. Today I can have a good life in every area of my life, you know. Not only at the meeting, but I can go back because for me it's really easy to come to a meeting and be a server, you know, serve the coffee to the newcomer and greeter. But when I go back to my house and my daughter, she asking for a cup of milk, I say, yeah, come on, don't bother me, you know. So today I can be a server in my home group, but also in my house, you know. I can be a server and be, they say in Mexico, be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem any longer, you know. This is the best thing that happened to me, you know. I thought before I came here that I knew God, you know. I didn't know anything about God until I came to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And now today I can understand that God in my life. And every time I have a hard situation, you know, all I have to do is, like they say, let go and let God, you know. And every time, and it's a thing in page 99, that it says that if we put our life on the care of a higher power, the results are going to be way, way better than we ever dreamed. Thanks for your time.